Our gospel this morning comes from the 11th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 16th verse. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he was a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal to him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What makes you weary? As I was thinking about this word weary this week, I began to wonder if weary is the same as just being tired, or is it more? I don't know about you, but when I think about being weary, I think about being extremely tired. So tired that I can feel it in my bones. So tired that I don't want to do anything else. 24 years ago this week, I had my first child, Michael. As first-time parents, my husband and I obviously had no idea what we were getting into. And maybe some of you can relate to that. We were so excited to bring Michael home, but then the sleepless nights happened. You know, those nights where he was up every 2 hours to eat. And then if we got lucky, we would get back to sleep when he did so we could get rest until the next time. We were bone tired. We were weary. In fact, at one point, I didn't think that we could keep up that routine any longer. At least I didn't feel like I could. And on one particularly bad night, and I have for 24 years I've been reminded of this, where it seemed like Michael was refusing to sleep at all, I looked at my husband and I said, "If I ever suggest having another one of these, just slap me." For those of you that don't know, I had three more. But anyway, I was obviously getting close to that breaking point. I was weary. Thankfully, my mom came to help for a few weeks after that, and eventually, Michael slept through the night. At least I think he still does. I don't know. And I was able to rest again. I tell this story because when I think of weariness, I think of this level of exhaustion. That level of exhaustion where you can't go on, or you are so weary of something that you don't want to deal with it anymore. So I started wondering this week, what makes people weary? So if you heard my sermon last week, you know I referred to my colleague's Facebook question, so I followed his lead, and I threw a question out on social media, and this is what I asked: what makes you weary? I got over 80 responses. Most of them serious, but I got over 80 responses. And it was amazing the range of answers that were there. Some people talked about the things that they do that make them weary. Maybe it was work or stress. Maybe it was the activities that their kids were in, driving from place to place. Maybe it was the times that they worried about things that were out of their control, or it was those conversations that you have over and over and over again that don't seem to make a difference. Some people shared the things that others do or things in our society that make him weary. Maybe it was the negative people or people who are narcissists. Maybe it was politics. Maybe it was unnecessary suffering that people go through. Others talked about hatred and bigotry, feeling like they were one of the few being kind and just tired of being kind anymore. One woman shared about the weariness that comes from worrying about your child and their future. One person said that the unknown weighs them down. One woman, and I love this one, shared that her weariness feels like stones that are weighing down her walking shoes, and the path gets longer and longer. Some talked about the church. One woman shared that she's weary because she forgets to take her burdens to the Lord, that we often try to go it alone. I was amazed by the responses, but it opened my eyes to this, to the fact that we all feel weary at one time or another, that we feel like we are carrying some sort of burden, or we are experiencing something that doesn't bring us joy and life. The good news is that we have a place that we can turn, that Jesus invites us to come to him with our weariness. In our gospel reading today, Jesus extends an invitation to those who are weary, to those who need rest. He says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus offers a yoke to tired listeners and tells them that a yoke will give them rest. Now, this might be surprising, but I'm not all that versed in farming things, new or old. But I'm guessing that a yoke as a means of rest might have seemed confusing to the disciples hearing this. And it might be confusing to us if we really think about it. The early hearers of this passage would have been very familiar with a yoke, this wooden bar that I showed the kids that was used to connect two oxen or work animals together to get them to work together. They were used in a way that harnessed their energy to use them to be heavy lifters, so to speak, in farming. To be yoked meant that the oxen were connected to one another, that they did not do the work alone. They were connected to the other ox and to the one that was guiding them. You see, Jesus invites us to come to him and rest. Weariness is a part of life. And being connected to Jesus and being connected to fellow believers is a way we can find rest. But letting go is definitely part of the process. We have to be willing to let go of the things that make us weary. Resting in Jesus means letting go of control. I imagine that many of you have been to the ocean and you might be familiar with riptides. They're a dangerous thing for swimmers at the beach. People often drown as they panic when they get caught in a riptide. In his book, Seculosity, David Zall tells the story of his wife's grandfather who was caught in a riptide. Initially, out of fear and anxiety, he tried desperately to swim against the current, which would be a normal reaction. But obviously, that didn't work, and eventually, thankfully, he realized that he just needed to relax into the current. This small act kept him alive long enough to be carried out into the ocean. And then for some reason, there was a man in flippers swimming past and hauled him to the shore. Letting go saved his life. Now, letting go, I know that letting go, bringing our burdens to Jesus, is not an easy task. I am not a letting go kind of gal. I like to be in control, I'll admit it. So when I feel out of control, I work hard to get back into control, or I worry and all of that makes me weary. I know rationally that I need to give these things to Jesus to let him carry my burdens. Yet it's easier said than done. I have a prayer that I often pray that asks Jesus to rip my burdens and my struggles out of my hands, the ones that I'm so desperately trying to control and hold on to. I imagine Jesus taking these burdens from me, these burdens that have fingernail scratches on them, so to speak, because I hold on to them so tightly. And maybe you feel like that too. Or maybe you just needed a reminder that in our baptism we are yoked to Jesus. We are connected to him. When we are baptized, we are connected to his death and his resurrection, and nothing will ever be able to break that connection. So because of that connection, Jesus walks with us in all times and in all places, carrying our heavy burdens. And in those times when we are stronger, we can be a support to someone else. So I have this book on my shelf in my office. It's called For Everything There Is a Reason, 75 Blessings for Daily Life by the Nielsen family. It is just like it says, a book of blessings, but they are blessings and rituals for things that we all seem to go through. They're blessings for every day, blessings for the seasons of our life, like moving, getting a driver's license, retirement, and more. There are blessings for our relationship seasons, anniversaries, weddings. There are blessings that cover all the situations that we find ourselves in. Each blessing has a prayer and a scripture and a final thought. Something to dwell on. One of these blessings was called a blessing for times of weariness and muddling through. After reading my Facebook responses, I'm convinced that we all face that one time or another. And I would like to just briefly, at the end of this sermon, walk through this ritual with you. You don't have to talk or share with anybody, so don't start to get nervous. I'm just going to have you think about a couple things. Whether or not you feel weary right now, I think this is a blessing that we'll be able to carry with you. So let's begin with the prayer that they had in the book. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, remember me in my weariness during times when hope has faded, when the future looks as bleak as the present, and the tasks of life drain away my joy. Pour your love and hope into me to give me strength to endure. Amen. The scripture verse that went with this blessing says, it's from 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on God, because God cares for you. So now, just for a moment, I want you to think about this sentence, and I want you to finish it in your mind in as many ways as you can, just for a moment. The sentence is, if blank, then my life would be better. If blank, then my life would be better. For instance, if we go back to the beginning of my story at the beginning, if the baby started sleeping through the night, my life would be better. So if blank, my life will be better. So take just a moment and think about that. Okay, now, with that list in your mind, think about some of those sentences, or maybe just one of them that you came up, maybe one that's tougher for you right now. And try to think of something you're grateful for, even as things are. Say a short prayer of gratitude, and if there's nothing to be grateful for in your situation, because the reality is sometimes when we are weary, it is hard to be grateful. Pray that it will end soon. So just silently, just quickly say a prayer for something you're grateful for in each situation, or one of them, or pray that it will end soon. I'll give you just a few seconds for that. So now, as we close this time, remember these words of Jesus. Come to me, all of you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. May the Lord be your defender, your protector, your refuge, and your rest. Amen.